Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching comes from a recent seminar that Andrew did in Amsterdam, the Netherlands. This classic teaching on spirit, soul, and body is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
We sing songs about when we all get to heaven, what a day that's going to be, in the sweet by and by. But for the rough now and now, you're just stuck. Amen. You just are, most Christians are waiting on heaven to start so that they can really start experiencing victory. But here's some of the things that God taught me that just really changed my life. That in the spirit, your spirit is right now as perfect, as pure, as complete as Jesus' spirit. You have His power, His anointing, His mind. Everything I'm saying right here can be backed up by Scripture. I'm just not giving you the references so that I can make this point, and then I'll be coming back to these things all day. But you are identical to Jesus in your spirit. You don't need more faith. The Bible says you have the faith of Christ already. And yet one of the things I hear Christians praying all of the time is, oh God, I know faith works. I just don't have enough. Oh God, give me more faith. There was twice His disciples asked Him that, and in both times He says, you don't need more faith. Use what you've got, a grain of mustard seed amount of faith. A smallest amount of faith you can get is enough faith to cast a tree into the ocean without ever touching it, just by speaking to it. You don't need more faith. You've already got the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ on the inside of you. You've got to, first of all, begin to acknowledge what you already have. Here's a verse that really has become powerful in my life. It's Philemon chapter 1, verse 6, or Philemon chapter 1, verse 6, I think is the way people pronounce it over here. And it says, I pray that the communication of your faith would become effectual. That means it would begin to work by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. The way your faith begins to work is when you start acknowledging what you already have. Not praying and asking God to give you more, but when you start acknowledging what He's already done. In the Spirit, you are as saved right now as you will be a million years from now in eternity. Your spirit is not going to be improved upon. You aren't going to be given a new spirit. Your spirit's not going to get more of God. It's not going to be perfected and turned into something new or better. The born-again spirit that's on the inside of you right this moment is the same spirit that you will have throughout all eternity. It is the identical spirit with the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything that is true of Jesus is true of you in your born-again spirit. And I know some of you are just thinking, this can't be. Because I feel fear and I'm discouraged and I'm depressed and you don't know how I feel. All you are doing is talking about what you're like in the physical realm. But in the spiritual realm, you're identical to Jesus. You have His same power. You have raising from the dead power on the inside of you. You have His faith. You can walk on water. You can cast mountains into the sea. You can see the dead raised. You can speak and your words will come to pass. Every one of us, if you've been born again, have this power. If you haven't been born again, we're going to give you an opportunity to solve that problem today. But if you are born again, you now have the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. And you know, the Scripture says in Romans chapter 8, I believe it's either verse 17 or 18, it's one of those two, but Romans chapter 8, verse 17 or 18 says, I reckon that the sufferings of this present world are not even worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. It didn't say the glory that will be revealed to us, but the glory that will be revealed in us. There are people that spend their entire life down here praying, oh God, please heal me. Please send your healing power and heal me. And they spend their whole time asking God to give them something. And then they're going to stand before God someday And their eyes will be open and they'll realize that they had the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead living on the inside of them the entire time. And they went through their life suffering with asthma, suffering with poor eyesight, suffering with diabetes, suffering with aches and pains that they didn't have to have because they didn't know what they had. They're going to go through this whole life with depression and discouragement, not knowing what they had. You've already got joy and peace. Galatians 5, 22 and 23. Here's another spiritual mirror that tells you what your spirit is like. Galatians 5, 22 and 23 says, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Against such there is no law. Every born-again person in your spirit, you have love already. And yet there's Christians that spend their whole life, oh God, just give me your love. I have people come up to me and say, would you please pray that God would pour out His love in my life? And most people think, well, that's a good prayer. That's a terrible prayer. It makes me angry. The spirit of slap wants to come all over me when somebody... I just want to drop kick them right out the door. Somebody says, well, what's wrong with that? The Bible says that God already loved you. The Lord has already commended His love towards you. In the Spirit, you have the love of God. It's not the fact that God isn't loving you. It's the problem that we are trying to discern God's love in just tangible, physical ways. We want a feeling. We want an angel to appear. We want something other than what God has given us. And it just shows how carnal we are. You know the word carnal, again, I'm dealing with a language barrier, even though most of you are understanding English. You know, we may use the words differently in the United States than you do. So let me explain what the word carnal is talking about. Most people think the word carnal is talking about sinful, bad, terrible, something like that. But the word carnal, as used in the Bible, it literally means the flesh as stripped of skin. Is what the literal meaning of the word carnal is. It's just talking about meat. Do y'all use the word chili con carne here? You know the word carne? It means chili with meat. The word carne is the same Greek root that the word carnal comes from. And it means meat. The flesh as stripped of skin or meat. And so when you say that somebody is carnally minded, you're calling them a meathead. You're just saying that a person is totally limited to what they see, taste, hear, smell, and feel. They just can't understand anything that they can't prove by feeling it. And there's a lot of people that they say, oh, well, I know that the Bible says that God loves me. I know that the Bible says that Jesus died for my sins and that He'll never leave me nor forsake me. And I know all of these scriptures, but I just don't feel anything. That's when the spirit of slap wants to come all over me. Like, what's wrong with you? Quit being carnal. Quit just living in your emotions and in living in your feelings. There is a part of you that, according to Galatians 5:22 again, the Spirit within you has love and joy and peace. Did you know that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of your born-again life, your spirit is rejoicing. It is having joy. Your spirit is not afraid of anything. So if you become afraid, you know what the problem is? You're carnal. You aren't in the spirit. The born-again part of you knows no fear. If you have fear, it's because you aren't walking in the spirit. You aren't walking as a new born-again person. You are walking as a person who is still out here in your emotions and in your feelings. If you have depression, then you are carnal. Your spirit isn't depressed. Your spirit is never discouraged. Your spirit always knows everything. 1 John chapter 2, verse 20 says, you have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. That's not true of your little peanut-sized brain up here. I'm not saying that to put people down. I'm just saying that in comparison to the capacity that we have in our spirit, Your physical mind is nothing. In the Spirit, you know all things. All things. All things. You know in the Greek what that means? All things. It means that you know all things. Man, that's powerful. And yet most of us, we go around singing these songs about further along we'll understand why. Further along we'll know all about it. And we talk about our limitations. You are limited in your physical mind. But your spirit knows all things. And this is the reason that the Bible says that when you pray in tongues, your spirit is praying. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 14 says that when you pray in tongues, your spirit is praying. And 1 Corinthians 14:13 says when you pray in tongues, pray that you interpret. You know, if you come to a place to where you don't know what to do, if you've been born again, the born-again spirit has the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians 2:16 says, we have the mind of Christ. Some people read a verse like that and they think, oh, I don't have the mind of Christ. My last test proves that I don't have the mind of Christ. You can't even remember where you put your glasses and they're on top of your head. And you say, I don't have the mind of Christ. Well, not with this little peanut-sized brain up here, but in your spirit, you have the mind of Christ. You know everything that Jesus knows. And all you got to do is pray in tongues. And when you pray in tongues, your spirit is praying this hidden wisdom of God. And you've got the command that if you pray in tongues, pray also that you interpret. And you know what? God will go to giving your brain up here some of this knowledge that is in your spirit. And you can make decisions that make you look smart.
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the subject of spirit, soul, and body. This teaching series was recorded at a special Holland GTS in Amsterdam. It's available in a 3-part album on CD for a gift of any amount. Request series RM231 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the first teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111. Or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
This is Andrew sharing with all of our listeners to our radio program that we have begun producing our radio programs now from live teachings that I've made at our Gospel Truth Seminars. And the offers that we're making at the end of our program are really unique to our radio ministry. This is different from my television programs. We used to take the radio programs from the TV programs, but now we are taking them directly from these live meetings. And one of the benefits of this is that most of the product offers that we are offering you are CDs and DVDs taught directly from these live gospel truth seminars. This is the only way that we're offering these is through the radio. So it'll be something that'll be unique. It'll be a blessing to you. Please take advantage of our new live broadcast.